ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, and welcome to another episode of Disc Heads, an amateur disc golf podcast here from the Murky Midlands. I'm one of your co-hosts, Lee, and today's episode is rounds versus pounds, or pounds versus rounds, either or.
Pounds for pounds.
Either of them sounds
pound
pretty tasty. There we go.
Sound as a pound.
Sound as a pound. There we go. We're just going to have all the alliteration in the world. Opposite me is one of the co-hosts of the podcast, Ben. How you doing, Ben?
I'm not very well again, but I'm here.
I'm glad. I'm glad to see both of you. And also the main man, the myth, the legend behind this podcast, Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Good, thanks, Lee. Yourself?
I'm good. It's good to see you guys because I've been away for a week and it's good to see you. And we get to talk about disc golf and the hype.
And the podcasts have been...
spread it out.
Happened a couple of weeks in a row now.
It has.
People have been busy. Life goes on.
It is.
We've had this period before.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the thing?
It's been me.
What's the thing with Jurassic Park? It's like life finds a way, isn't it? That's the Ian Malcolm thing. But yeah, we're here. Should be out, hopefully, this weekend. When you're hearing this, it should be like Sunday the something, so you're fine in November. We've enjoyed it. So I've played a ton. And we've all kind of played a ton, haven't we? We've been going around playing different courses, not just Bedworth.
Yeah.
Played the most this month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've missed Sunday because of child commitments.
And I'm altering my winter schedule.
You're altering your winter schedule?
I'm doing every other week at the
minute. Oh, okay.
Too much to do at home.
Okay, fair play.
Basically.
So your short version. So your short version is alternate weeks. Fair.
The joys of owning a house.
Yeah. Honestly. But yeah, what are we talking about this episode then, Dan? Because we've been playing a bit. Some amazing things have happened, and we've also I think this topic is very cool because I know my brew, but I'm intrigued by your guys' ideas.
Oh yeah. Right, you've not heard.
No.
No, we're changing it this week. We're having a complete rework of the podcast.
Oh.
It's DIY tips.
Oh.
I'm going to do how to put up a banister.
Amazing.
Excellent.
I love that. Let's do that. I'm in. Let's do this.
Do not use super glue. That's your beginner tip.
Do not use super glue. Yeah,
it's going to hold at first and it's going to look like a good job. But over time, it's just going to come away.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out well.
No. Obviously, yeah, round as a pound, pound for rounds. Got the beginner tip, we got disc of the week, of course. We're going to talk about the off-season.
Mm.
We're going to talk about the perfect disc, which I believe is the topic you was alluding to.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk about the cost of disc golf, which is why we've come up with a name.
Yes.
Rounds for pounds.
100%.
But firstly, we always like to do it firstly.
Yes.
I believe that you want to tell the podcast something, and I don't want to let you wait any longer than you absolutely have to, Lee.
Okay.
So make a big announcement.
Okay, so I was off on my birthday week, and to kick things off on my birthday week, we went to Sherwood Pines, and was I technically the first guy to lose a disc to a river?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm also the first guy to officially ace a hole as well. So I'm very happy that I aced a hole. And then since then, I think I've been on a bit of a high because of it. So, yeah, it was kind of a surreal moment to like, because the worst thing was before we were going to Sherwood Pines, we said like the first time we went there, I believe we were all saying that these are all aceable holes, like how we were all playing. They're like very good. And then
it amazes me that it's taken us this long to make an ace.
Yeah.
It still amazes me that you're the only one. Because even after that day, all of us were hitting rims and
tops
of baskets, hitting chains and getting spit outs.
It's mad.
Makes me cry.
Between us, especially us three, we've been hitting rims for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because I'm pretty positive. Well, if we're going to go aces in total, you have an unofficial ace, Ben. I have an ace. And Dan, without spoiling a video that's coming out incredibly soon, yours, that was insane.
I've also probably hit the most rims from the tee pad.
That as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And not to take anything away from your ace, but Richard's had that massive putt, which is
he did. That was even crazier.
That birdie putt was basically an ace.
Yeah. That was an ace if we were playing on any other saw, any other hole.
Any other course.
Yeah. Jeez Louise. So he can stand saying he's had officially the longest birdie in our group.
Oh, yeah, by a long shot.
Which is insane. And that was with people around, and that was hilarious because that pop off was insane.
Now your ace was hilarious because even though we've been there half hour, if that.
Like, yeah.
And I don't mean on the course. I just mean like.
I think it was my third throw. It was my third throw of the day.
We've been in the grounds for about half hour. We had time to chat, get new trainers on and stuff like that. And off we pop, and it's still quite early, and there's about half a dozen people in.
Yeah, hardly no one around.
Just go wild.
Yeah. The worst thing was as well, when we were walking towards the thing, Dan was like, have you got your camera? And I was like, oh, no, I haven't got my camera. And it happens.
But I probably wouldn't have filmed. I wouldn't have caught it anyway.
Ben's amazing camera work. No, it was kind of weird because it was the fact that, looking back on it, third throw, and that was exactly the same hole where I got a birdie from, not the tee pad, but almost near the tee pad with the berg. Same, almost the same angle. Yeah.
Couldn't get close to doing it again.
Nowhere near. A few were literally just parked underneath. Like, literally a few were parked. But none were, like, centre of the basket. It was insane. It was literally insane. And I'll see how close we get ever again. Because it hasn't been a while. There was a few opportunities when I went down to Plymouth for my birthday weekends, which were close but just wide. And then my stepdad threw, I would want to say, probably his 12th throw on one of the holes that we both birdied. He almost aced because he landed it under the basket. Like, it literally just went, and we're like, that's in. And it just literally in front of it. And I was like, that's rude. And I was like, that's insane. And he was like, oh, I couldn't believe. What if I got an ace? And I would have been like, I would just laugh because it's taken me this long to get mine. And you got yours literally on the first round out.
If I took somebody out and they got an ace on their first round, I'd have a little cry.
Well, he picked it up.
What's the point of this? You have these.
No.
There's one big super disc.
The 18 kilo speed one disc.
Yep. It's just a giant
It'd be a
pizza.
Great roller, though.
It would be.
Imagine Bush is trying to stop that.
Just cuts people in half if it gets too much momentum.
Dear. It'd be like the Indiana Jones boulder, wouldn't it? Teeing off on hole 15 with that.
Oh, days.
Hits the basket and no one else can play because it's wiped it out.
No, it was good. So, yeah, I kind of had a bit of a pop-off and screaming and a little bit of fun. And I literally, the day after I wrote, or obviously my name and all my numbers in the disc, I also wrote the first ace, the date, and the time.
Best part about that is that disc you got the ace with, we told you to write your name in it.
Yep.
You didn't write your name in it.
Nope.
You should have lost it. If I didn't go for a round with the kids, you would have lost said disc.
I would have said disc. It's lost said disc, yeah. That's crazy if
still
I'm looking
didn't
back
write
it.
Your name in it.
I still didn't write my name in it until when I got home. All my discs have my name in them now, so it's great. It's perfect. It is really, really good now. So if you see one now, if I lose it, you'll know.
But that led into your birthday trip away. And
yeah, really good.
Due to your family being down south, you took a trip down to sunny old Plymouth.
Plymouth. It was sunny.
Plymouth.
It was sunny one day, and the other day it was typical Plymouth weather where it started off okay, and then
Plymouth.
Then it literally was bullets of rain followed by hilarious winds, and I started the Pro Cross because I got there early because the day before Carl wanted to come out. He's my stepdad. He wanted to come out and have a round with me so he could understand why I play it. He understood why and immediately loved it.
Yeah.
Then on my birthday, I literally got up early, spent a little bit of time with my family before saying, right, well, I'll meet you at this time so I can go play the pro course and all that stuff. I got halfway around the pro course and then the heavens opened up and it was like, the best way of describing it is if you've ever seen Caddyshack and Bill Murray goes out with a priest and then it just wind and rain and craziness, that's what it became.
But that's Plymouth.
And that's Plymouth.
Why do you play disc golf? Because I love looking in bushes for bits of plastic.
Well,
for ages.
The pro course is very open. A lot of sheep everywhere because you have to play around livestock. So my rock star came close to a few of, shall we say, said sheep, but the majority of my drives were really solid because it's quite open. And
did you not distract you?
No, not at all. I just was like, I'm going to aim for those sheep because that's pretty much the line. I'm going to aim for the sheep because they're in my line. Yeah, exactly.
It's not a pro course.
It's not.
If it's open.
Yeah. Like. But the thing is, there's one hole which you guys, I think...
Was that paid for as well?
No.
That's the one that had the membership if you use it on a frequent basis.
If you use it on a frequent basis. Now, where it was there was a said car park. When I first went with Carl to find the normal free course, we parked in like a car park near a church, and then I saw immediately, oh, this has got to be it. And then I had a look and was like, no, this is the pro course. So the normal one is actually near the manor. So we went to the manor and saw that, but I saw a couple of the holes of the pro course. And then on the Wednesday night after playing like Ticket to Ride and stuff like that, I basically did a bit of internet, you know, research.
Yeah.
And realized that these holes are long and beastly. There is a beastly par five over like 500 meters. It's just ridiculous.
There's nothing like going on new disc the night before you go to a new course.
Oh yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. There was a par five where it started.
It just
gives
me tournament pack vibes when you're like.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, a lot of the holes you guys would absolutely love just because
anywhere Martin Red's out of bounds and like,
yeah,
where's not Martin Red?
there's literally some of the holes are amazingly parked around trees, so it's like open and then it gets really technical of how you have to get your disc through. Yeah, which is really cool. There was a few that I parred, and a lot of them were bogeyed and double bogeyed because it was just sheer distance. Like, I don't have distance, so it's I know I'm just going to play it safe and keep going. But I really, really liked it. Really recommend the pro course there. It's really, really good at Mount Edgemouth or Edgemoor or whatever it's called. The one round the manor is super cool. It's super beginner. I left like a review on it on Udisc. Like, super friendly, really cool for like beginners. It's really good for amateurs as well, for practicing like your approach play. Because literally, I was one round, I did like kind of what we do for Bergmasters. And literally, my bergs were getting very close to, again, aceable things. But it was like, this is pretty sweet. And then just, it's really good for mid ranges as well. So I was just trying out discs, like my new glow discs that I've got. I was trying them out.
Pre-disc golf. I used to go down south all the time.
Uh-huh.
The pandemic happened and I just don't go down as much.
Yeah.
And there's loads of courses I want to play. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that I wouldn't go as far as say it's a southern sport, but,
no.
But it's been, in the south, it's been picked up more.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a Midlands sport. The courses are here. And we've said before, we're very lucky in the Midlands.
Mm, we are.
The courses just lie down the road. Everything's just down the road from the Midlands.
Everything is, yeah.
Yeah, but we've got Quarry Park.
That is
we've
true.
We've also got Quarry Park.
Quarry Park.
There isn't a course better than Quarry Park.
I will give it, though.
In the UK.
Like, my photo...
there isn't a... That's... To quote that, I can't remember his name. But I'm just going to quote him. Gillies isn't disc golf, it's cricket.
Oh, you're on about... I want to say James Brown. That word, Johnny Dick. Johnny Dick. Genuine person.
But
Cricket.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm bashing Gillies again.
It's fine. I love it. But no, the pro course was super pretty. And also, my photos I took don't give the views of it justice. Like, where it is, it's incredibly pretty.
There's
I was
a
like,
course in
wow.
Cornwall. And
there is.
What people don't realise about England and the South is that if you look on the map, Plymouth and Cornwall look like they're around the corner. Mm. They are not.
No, a bridge. A bridge, pretty much, or a long-ass drive round separates
them. It's a long way.
Yeah.
There's a course in Cornwall on the beach.
Is there?
And I really fancy that.
Oh, okay. Next time I go down, I'll go do some things. But I definitely think we should go. There was another course I played with our good friend Ben Galatia and my brother as well when I was down for my birthday weekend in Central Park. Literally, from there, it's like walking distance to Plymouth Argyle Stadium. So Ben... showed me, was like, so this is where we were walking up to get to the course. He was like, on match day, this is packed because everyone's going to watch the football. And where that course was, it's kind of like, it's got a pitch and putt, it's got foot golf, and then right next to it as well is a couple of football pitches. And yeah, that course is super sick. Played that. Most of them were par threes. First round, I think it was plus eight, I want to say, or plus nine. My second round was plus two. So I played pretty well the second round because I always joke because I'm always like, it seems like the front nine I always seem to warm up on, and then the back nine I'm now in the rhythm and I'm warmed up.
Yeah.
which I made a joke with Ben saying, like, I feel he's just like, you're just getting pars, this isn't fair. And I'm just like, no, this is how it is now. I'm warm. I don't have a morning routine where I would do like how we do. We just get straight out of the car. And yeah, we've gone to tournaments where it's like we see guys with rubber bands stretching and like warming up and whatever. And it's just like, yeah, don't do that. We should, but we don't. But no, it was good. That was fun. Sam, my brother, also went for us as well. He enjoyed it. He could understand why we liked it as well. But I can definitely say after, on my birthday day, when I went round with my mum and my stepdad, they were like, for Christmas, can you just get us starter discs, please? We want to come here on the on Mount Disc, the Mount Edgemoor grounds, where it is, because it's free parking for them.
Yeah.
And they can go and have a couple of rounds of disc golf. And I almost aced up with an FD on that one as well. It was a mad hole, because my mum literally thought it was in, because we heard noise, and it wasn't. It was just like right next to it, so it must have hit the basket, but I couldn't see it.
I feel like there's a really immature joke about your mum. Discs that can't be really.
No, they really took to it. They could understand why people play it.
Yeah.
And they immediately went like, this is a really fun sport, but it's also you're walking and getting out. And I was like, and that's like, yeah, one of the main attractions.
And like we have said, and you know, it makes me feel like a bit of an old man when I say it, but mm-hmm. Some of the spots that we've gone to offer such scenic views.
Yeah.
Like, we joke about Sherwood Pines feeling like the Mortal Kombat forest because of just how in line the trees are and stuff.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Gillies feels more like Endor.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Gillies does feel like Endor.
Sherwood's quite like in line, so you can like, you stand there, yeah, you're like, yeah. Straight down a corridor, your mate, and get ready for a Scorpion Sub-Zero death fight.
But yeah, you'd like to know, Ben, that Kyle's first disc is going to be the Mako 3, because he was throwing that like an absolute god. And he was like, I really like that disc. And I was like, okay, cool. And my mum liked the Sensei, so I was like, good, that's a really good disc. It is the best disc.
Which leads us quite nicely on to... Because obviously you're talking about your mum.
Yeah.
Starter set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stepdad getting starter set. Maybe your brother will ring you up a couple of days time and go, I can't stop thinking about it. Get me a starter set.
Yeah.
To the cost of disc golf. Pounds for rounds.
Yes.
So, I did some maths.
Okay.
Right.
I'm intrigued by this.
Now, we're going to start. It's only estimating maths because I couldn't be bothered. I've got 27 discs, including ones that I've lost.
Okay.
That are premium discs. That didn't come in the starter set, and didn't come in a mystery box or anything like that. Some of these I was given as a gift, but these are brought as individual discs.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So then every pound might not come out of my pocket, but I would have got something different for Christmas. All right, so I've gone £15 a disc.
Because that's an average.
I would say that's average, yeah.
I'm spending between £10 and £20 a disc. I've got some discs at £23. I've got some discs at just under £10.
Yep.
I've got one disc at just under £10.
About £400.
Yep. So 27 discs is £405.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
You throw a bag in there.
Ben's like, math.
Maths. Rain man over it.
I know.
Your bag.
Yeah.
I reckon you want to be spending about £50 on a decent bag.
Yeah, I could see that. I want to upgrade my bag, though. Yeah. That's my next
purchase. What I'm saying. Like, I think if you're going to buy a bag, so I think I got a 32 disc bag.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, because you got the watermelon one.
Just cram them in.
Ben's like, I make room.
Your bag's still big, isn't it? Your bag's still like 28 or something like that.
But I just get loads. Yeah.
It's the Condor that screws up your whole thing.
This is what I'm saying. I think if you spend about £50 on a bag and get that kind of like late 20s, early 30s number, you got a decent enough bag.
It's true. And if you've not got a lot of room, if you've still got a lot of room for this, you can put your towel in there and loads of other stuff in there as well. So it pads it out. So it's fine.
100%.
Yeah.
My gloves cost me £15. Gloves are an optional.
Yes.
U-disc, it's £28.49 a year.
Is it? Wait a minute. Is it £28? I thought it was. £28. Has it gone up now?
And then I've got to do PDGA as well.
Yeah.
I still haven't got my number. I'm refusing to have a number yet.
So, U-disc. If U-disc is something that I would highly recommend any disc golfer having. It's a £30 a year charge, and it does sound like a lot. And I don't pay for. It's the only app I pay money for.
I think so as well. Like, I don't have many apps, but I know I pay for U-disc.
That's not really an app, is it?
Good.
It's not new age radio. I don't think it's really an app.
It's more like a net. I would say like Spotify's like more like a Netflix like account. Yeah, it's like a subscription thing. Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that's your most expensive app if you pay it on a monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Amazon? We're not getting into.
No, we're not getting into apps. That's a digression. Yeah.
That's for another podcast. So where do we get to? PDGA membership. So yes. You want this if you're going to enter tournaments. You can enter tournaments without it, but if you want to know where you rank in the world and where you rank,
if you want to really know where you wrestle with all the guys who are on the pro tour and all this other stuff, get a number. I don't own a number because I'm like, I'm not taking it that seriously yet. So I'm like, meh.
I am, and I'll be paying more at the end of the year as per usual. Without all the mod cons. 18 quid. But you can pay more and get the yearly disc and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you do,
disc
yeah.
Disc is cool this year.
I am thinking about it.
Because it's ridiculous money, but it is cool.
What's the disc cool? Why is it cool? Is it because of the stamp on it?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, there
it's
we go.
It's an MVP disc.
Yeah, I'll send it you later.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what disc it is.
Yeah, I'll send it you later. I think you'll like it.
But it's an MVP disc.
It's
and
cool. The art's cool.
There we go. Sucker for artwork.
That cost £516.49, and that is a setup, if you like.
I've also
brought a mystery box at 30.
That's optional though.
A set that I split with Ben at 10. We paid 10 of each, and a starter set I bought by myself at 20 boys. So altogether, I've spent £576.49 on this golf.
But. All hobbies are expensive.
Yeah.
To me, the amount that you've just mentioned is if I went to a pro golf shop and went, I want a decent set of irons, that's about the average if you get the newish or last year's round of irons from any company.
And this is exactly
what
I was going to say.
Normal golf.
I have not only got most of my bag is top end.
Mm-hmm. It is. You have, I would definitely say out of all of us, I think you have more premium plastics than most of us.
Yeah, I prefer my premium plastic.
Yeah, 100%.
If it's not DX, it's premium.
Yeah.
No.
And there's a reason why we love DX plastic, not just because we all have love the plastic. It is, yeah. But it's also just...
I've got a lot to say about DX plastic on this podcast.
I know. I love it. And it's also the fact that it's just wrestling background for all of us. I love it.
But then you come into another region. So, like you say, £576.49 sounds like a lot. But this is a full setup. This is how much I've spent over a year, and I've been a bit mad. Right?
No, but this is... That's when you've started, surely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so yeah, when I've started.
So a year and some change now.
Yeah.
A year and some change.
And we all went... Boom, 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 boom. We all had a mad one and bought loads of discs. Yeah.
But I still don't think that's a bit huge expense. There's other things in my life that cost me more money than that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if we look about it, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, I would. I think a disc a month is reasonable.
But now adding something.
Oh, here we go.
Cost of petrol.
Here we go. Yes.
I wouldn't do was going to bring the petrol up.
Here we go again.
Not many that pays for it anyway.
It's not the paying for it that I was going to talk about.
Oh. That's a story for another day.
It worked out. It was you three fat c***s that made my maths get wrong.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Big up to your dad for saving our asses.
Envy freaking P. Good lad.
Last time we went out as a group, I did some bad maths because I mean, typically I can get this up far with... When my light starts flashing, not counting for the fact there was three grown men in my car, they're not
and
normally in there.
400 kilos of plastic.
Yeah, it's all good. We learn from this. We learn from it.
Yeah, I have. Anyway, but then you got rounds as well. We're fortunate enough to have a free-to-play course on our doorstep.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
If we were just discussing this when we were talking about...
Central Park in Plymouth.
And, so, you know, it's £9 around. So
it's £9 around now, but I guess in off-season it will change a little bit because he did say it fluctuates.
We'd be looking at £36 a month each.
And that's if we went for one
just
round.
For Bedworth.
And that's just one round.
Just Sunday. In the hot months, I will go Bedworth one weekday on a Sunday with you boys.
100%.
And it's one round. We normally play two.
Yeah.
That's 18 quid a month. 18 quid a session, which is £72.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plus then, let's say 16 quid day rate for another course.
Yep.
You're looking at nearly 90 quid a month on playing disc golf.
Yeah. That's why you average it out. If you had a course like that, you would have a membership course, or something really? Like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, Quarry Park. Yeah. I know that I've got a membership.
If Quarry Park was your nearest course, and you
I would play there.
90 quid a month.
I would.
You'd pay the membership.
I don't know. If I wouldn't do, I wouldn't do it like 90. I'm pretty positive, like we were saying, because it's a golf club. They would probably have a yearly charge.
But if you look at.
But I know what you mean. Yeah.
If you work out that you could potentially pay 90 quid a month,
mm-hmm.
you look at whatever your membership is for the course, which would be Quarry Park, you'd play that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. I would. I think if you had like a monthly thing, then obviously it wouldn't be. I don't think they would have it that expensive if you were going to pay like a monthly thing. It would kind of be like a gym thing.
I'll tell you this now: if you had a membership to Quarry Park, because you didn't have a near course, all of us would get up the extra bit early to play Quarry Park every week.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh, 100%. If that was on our doorstep, yeah, not like a 45-minute drive away.
Yeah,
you know.
Every day.
Every day.
Right, if Quarry Park was on my doorstep, I'd be ringing my boss by now saying I'm starting at 6 every day so I can finish at 3 and go for a round.
Go for a round, yeah.
But going back to this.
Yes.
So if you're going to start, mm-hmm. I figured this out, right?
Okay.
If you brought a 20 quid starter set, right, and 20 quid will either get you the UK disc golf starter set with a little bit over 20 will get you the... one with a sensei and stuff in it.
Yeah, the sensei maestro.
You get a soft set for 14.
If you find it.
If you can find it.
If you can find it.
Next question. I've just got to ask.
Go on.
In your calculations.
Here we go.
Did you add your basket in?
Well, no, I'm thinking more. I didn't add my basket in, though, because that was a. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Because that is literally practice.
Yeah. So my 576 goes up to 690.
Yeah, because we all own baskets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a beginner.
Yes,
start at 20 quid. I say 4 pro discs. Yeah, you should be able to get 4 pro discs in beginner plastic and pro plastic for 50 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're 50 quid on your bag. You're 28.49 on your U disc. You're 18 quid on your PDGA. So you should be looking at actually getting yourself fully kitted out and tournament ready for £166.49.
Pretty much.
You tell me another sport you can do that in. Other than football, because all you need is a pair of boots. Screw them guys.
No. Maybe, but you'll be trash. Yeah, I was thinking golf. Golf you could, but you are really playing with just like minimalistic
clubs that you
effectively like hand-me-downs as well. So no, not really. Bags.
I thought golf trousers were about 166 quid a pair.
Mate, I literally went in the other day just to see what zip-ups were because I got my dad one in a bargain sale for last Christmas. I was like, I really want a zip-up because that was really nice.
A set of bowls.
And it was so expensive. Balls are stupidly expensive.
Not bowls. Bowls.
Oh, bowls, as in lawn bowls.
I bet if you was buying top like quality, if you're going to play it like properly, I bet they're expensive.
I bet what? Between 50 to 80 pounds? Or more than that? Because they have to have footwear, don't you?
Over 100.
Okay. I think you could get in a squash with a decent racket and squash shoes.
Maybe you pay for quarters all the time. There's not many free squash courts.
Unless you're going to pay for a membership to then be a part of it. There you go.
But, okay, there might be plenty of sports you can do cheaper. Still a good sport.
Still a good sport.
Still a reasonable price.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's also the fact that it's... You don't have to go all in to not enjoy it as well. That's one thing.
I hope she don't listen to this podcast and realise I spent like nearly 700 quid on disc golf.
Well, what does the... No, she definitely won't. Right?
So I think she'd give up listening to these ones. Yes. The digression sessions, but... The disc golf pause.
Well, the digression sessions, those topics are hilarious. So, of course, they'll listen to those. But I feel like... I think looking at it... Because I'm only getting my mum and Carl 2 discs each. I'm getting the discs they threw because they like those ones. But then... The course they play on, they don't need... They need a putter and a mid-range. That's about it. Or they just even use a putter. That's how, because it is.
I'd just use a sensei.
Yeah, and that's what my mum did.
Sensei would be enough.
Yeah, it was enough for me, but it's just their
especially
arm.
Especially with the way you were throwing it at Sherwood and you were doing them like 70-meter drives with it.
The Sensei
is the best.
Is enough. You just said it wasn't enough. The Sensei is enough.
Enough for a want this round.
The Sensei is enough.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want it for one round, just because the fact is, if we were going to get like down to like the technicalities of things, if you putted with it, you would change the disc's flight almost dramatically if you were just using it as a normal putter. Because if it hits trees and whatever, you're still going to change the flight of it. If it's also hitting the chains and hitting whatever as well, it's going to change its flight. So you want a putter that's just putter.
No, I want this forever. If I challenge you to a one disc round now, would you say the Sensei be enough? I'm just curious, because that leads in to this week's beginner tip.
Fair.
So something you can speak quite highly to, Ben. So I put one disc round, all right? But what I mean by that is a couple of disc round or a one disc round.
Yeah.
And we do the Bergmasters.
We do.
We only play with Bergs. And we also, when we was at Sherwood, we did a putter only round.
Putter only round,
that
yeah.
That was quite interesting.
It was.
Me and Ben's done it far more than me, because you started this off when you said, well, that's it, I'm only taking, I think it was five discs.
Yeah, five discs. Yeah.
But me and you have done a few rounds now where we've gone, let's just take these discs out.
These, yeah.
Let's just leave the rest of them in the boot.
Yeah.
It teaches you a disc.
Yeah.
And we have discussed this before. Now, see, this is why I said to you when I was in the chat, I had to check to see if it was a beginner tip before. It's never been a beginner tip. We've discussed this when we discussed silly games that we play. And games
okay.
We had a whole segment on games that make you better.
Mm-hmm.
And making up your own games to make you better. And I thought, smash him, which means we get to reintroduce this as a beginner tip. Do one disc or...
minimal disc rounds.
Minimal disc rounds.
It is actually really good for your game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Really good.
If I call right, wasn't we playing a minimal disc round when you started Rolling America? I think we were.
Okay, the Hellfire.
Having a bit of a struggle with your disc choice. I think it's when you was doing five discs at a time, and the five discs that you picked were not a great five discs.
Great. And then I was like, I'm gonna do this. And it
turns out, you're quite a good disc roller.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm pretty positive that when we, for me starting as well. Like, looking back at the discs I know I can throw really well, Rockstar, Maestro, Sensei. And they're pretty much the three out of the... Well, yeah, they're the only three, because I lost the other one. I can throw on a continuous basis.
What would you go for a one disc round? If I was to challenge you to a one disc round.
Oh, it sounds ballsy, but I'll do an MD3 or an MD.
See, I'll go zombie.
Fair. Because I think, for me...
You reckon you could do it, yeah?
I can put.
Are we going to try this on Sunday? Are we going to try this on Sunday? I won this round.
Yeah, big man.
We're going to go.
I'm fine. I'm fine with this.
Red 9, one disc.
Sugar me.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, so Rich, when you hear this either on Friday or Saturday, get prepare yourself for shenanigans. No, I think a solid mid range should be it. I would love to do the Sensei. Don't get me wrong, but how I threw the MD this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go MD.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I love that disc.
Yeah.
It's weird to say that because it's pretty much identical to the Buzz SS, but I just love it.
I haven't got the long drive for the zombie, but I've got the fairway drive.
Exactly. And I think that's honestly all you do, because I think if you put too... It's like when we talked about speeds and stuff. If you put too much on it, it won't fly right, and that's when you shank it and it goes nowhere. If you throw it how you know you should throw it, it will go... the distance and a little bit further as well. It's just knowing your arm speed instead of going like, I'm going to try and rip this like a driver. And
my Sensei will go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be a good round.
I'm looking forward. That's going to be a fun
that's
round.
I'm more excited for Sunday than I already was. Okay.
I've got fun disc to throw on Sunday.
Play your glows.
I'm not playing my glows. I played my glows on one of the things. I'm going to say it's not on the disc of the week, but the Harpoon Boys... Mate, I'm telling you now, if Lone Star discs were around where I was, Jesus Christ, that's a disc. That's a disc.
Oh,
I love my Shogun. My Shogun is amazing.
Could we go have a glow round soon? which again, it's almost like there's a teleprompter in the wall for you boys, because again, you've led us straight into the next topic of the week.
I love this.
The off season.
Yeah.
So we started playing in the off season. We got about a month or so in of it being light in the evening, but it very quickly became dark in the evening. By the time you was playing, Lee, it was already off season.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was always dark.
It was always dark when Lee played.
So me and... Well, so what do we do in the off season? Well, obviously we continue with the Sundays. We don't let the cold and the rain and the wet put us off.
No, we fit. I think that was one of our doesn't make sense. I think the most fun I've had in a round was when we went out in the snow. I really enjoyed that round because it was hilarious because our discs were just skidding everywhere and it was so much fun.
And although at the time no one would say it was fun, one of my favourite disc golf memories is Arrow Valley. The time absolutely
God. Mate, the rain
was so wet.
So wet.
But we had good shots, but what we can remember from that day was like, we got drenched. And when I mean drenched, guys, I mean like
drenched.
Like it was really bad. Wet. Like
at the time I hated it, but when I look back on it, I find it quite humorous.
Yeah, and our water and our waterproofs as well. Water did not stop them.
Off.
We were all getting pissed. We became one with our overalls. It was ridiculous. And then it basically stopped raining, and then it just decided to go high wind, and it's really cold, and we just like, this is just...
It's an interesting course, that is.
It is interesting.
But other than keep up with your Sundays, there's other stuff that you can do to combat the off-season. Glow golf being one of them. Me and you had a round of glow golf. That was quite some fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I love it.
Up until you lost your disc in a tree.
A brick into a tree.
Half past 10 at
night. Amazing. Amazing. Oh, that's amazing.
got a disc back eventually.
We did.
So, yeah. We need to sort out around a glow golf.
We do. I need to convert my little bag into a UV charger bag.
Because I need to look at something like that. I've obviously already got my glow disc.
My torch is banging.
Yeah, no, it is.
Torch is well good.
Oh, you have a torch? Yeah. Ah, nice. Yeah, because I think you can get LEDs quite cheap. But the idea is, I saw one thing on YouTube where it's like you can get a few for X amount of money from Amazon, and then just get a power brick, which I have one already, and basically just USB hook it up, and then Bob's your uncle for a round. And I was like, that's cool. I'm fine with that. That'll work. And then it's just a little thing like that.
UV torch.
Yeah. Oh, is this it here?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually just going to plug my phone in. It's a power brick. And I was like, oh, yeah, I brought that for a reason.
Do you want to just...
I'm plugged into my...
Oh, your power brick. Okay.
Yeah, fair. You said that and I was like, oh, yeah, that's why I brought that.
Fair.
You reminded me.
There you go, mate.
But, yeah, so we get a glow round in. Something else that I'm going to hopefully sort out in the next few weeks is... Because I used to like to go for a round on a Friday.
Okay.
And I never went for a huge round on a Friday. I went for a small round on a Friday. I did a full 18, but I never go to try and get my personal best round. Friday casual. Was my casual round.
Casual light round, yeah.
Just a bit of, you know, screw this week at work.
Not sweaty round.
Just let it out, yeah.
And obviously I ain't got that anymore. So I was thinking, it's actually somewhere down south, they do a putting league where they like a putting tournament.
Ooh.
And I thought, do you know what? I've got a fire pit, I've got a basket, so I'm going to invite you boys round. Obviously you work, Lee. But
it depends. It depends what days.
How
does it work?
We could just do put-offs and all sorts, can't we?
I need to get a clown wig so I can put it on top of the basket.
Oh, yeah, just freaking
can't fail, man.
Mind games. I honestly think as well, if we get, like, I'm pretty positive you can get self-sustaining, like, fairy lights. We could easily do fairy lights in the chains because we've all got baskets and we can easily just go to a park somewhere and just basically put them there and then just glow disc.
Yeah, and that's another thing I was going to say.
We're going to rig up a basket to fire off fireworks.
Yeah, there we go. That's the next thing.
So fairy lights, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
Right? And me and Ben discovered this, right? So when we first went for a game of glow golf, we couldn't just really decide what we were going to light up the basket or light up the way with.
Right.
So I went and brought what do you call them? Yeah. It's basically the idea is that you, if your car broke down,
right,
you could.
It's like a floodlight. It's like a portable floodlight. Like a portable
Okay. All right.
Cost me a tenner. Right?
Okay.
And you just drop it on the top.
Drop it on top of the basket. It lights up the basket like a Christmas tree.
It's amazing.
Sick.
It
really?
Yeah.
All right, we need to get one of them then.
Yeah, we've got one. It sits in the car.
Sick.
Playing hole eight was well. A couple of the holes were well good, weren't they?
Yeah. That's just cool. Like,
drop it in, and then.
Because originally I thought we'd do is find a tree to hang it off or point it upwards so you can see the basket. But
no, but we just put it on the basket, shining down, and then just you can stand back and be like, yeah.
That's sick. That's cool. Yeah, we need to do that. That'd be dope. I'm up for it.
But in short.
Yeah.
People shouldn't let the off season stop them playing. There's plenty of things you can do in the off season.
I put in my living room on a constant basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not hooked up today. But I put down my corridor on a regular basis. I don't know what my neighbours think I'm doing, but
I was watching one of the big companies. Oh, it's the one where there's normally four or five boys.
Foundation. Yeah.
And they were doing some putting games in their little warehouse.
Yep.
We need a warehouse.
Fair. Well, there's also the Gomez or Jomez, however you pronounce it. They do like a putting thing where they go to locations and set baskets up and do crazy and then invite pros to do it. So they've done it at breweries. Like the best one I saw, they did it was in, Minnesota, like Mall of America before it officially opened. And they literally there hours early and doing stuff. And I was like, dude, this is crazy. And they're like putting off an escalator, down an escalator, and just loads of other crazy stuff. And I was like, this is way, like, they just do it for fun, but they get like three or two attempts or whatever. And it's super fun.
Done it in Vegas, and I've seen them do it in a few places.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
It is cool.
I'm pretty certain if we just took your basket down Castle Street and just went, well, we're now putting in the mead, I think the council might have something to say about it.
But anyway, off season. Yeah, just I've enjoyed going out for like an hour or two after I've done like my gym workout and just throwing a few discs and just getting routine and like.
Trouble is with the off season
thing like that.
If you got a job like yours where you work evenings, and
it's hard.
You're still okay because you still got the daytime to go out and get that hour in if you want to get that hour.
Yeah.
When you work not 9 till 5 or in this geezer's case 10 to 7 or whatever it is.
The mad hours.
You just don't.
There's no.
Yeah.
It can be tricky. I feel like
it's still dark when I'm getting up, and it's dark before I finish.
I feel. Yeah, that's. I think when with winter it sucks because it is like, it gets dark way too early, which is kind of annoying. But also at the same time, I think that's why glow is pretty interesting because that's why you might, if you are lucky enough to have the same disc in that plastic, and go have. Still have a round and throw.
It also changes the way that you feel about your practice disc, like practice basket.
Yeah, 100%.
I noticed this the other day, right? So I was playing. Mm-hmm. I was throwing some discs. I had some lights on. And I thought to myself, it's getting a bit late for this now, Dan. Half 7.
Mm.
In the summer, I was out there chucking at 9:30.
Mm.
Because it feels very different.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was too late to be making that much. Neighbours have got kids, you know.
It's dark now.
Yeah. It's knocking on the head.
But then there's those stupid things that those inventions you've seen for like things like make your chains quieter and all this other stuff.
Because on the same night I went in and an hour later walking in it was pissing fireworks go off everywhere and I thought
stayed outside.
Should have stayed outside. I don't know. I think it's interesting because like I've introduced it now to my mum and my stepdad. I bought my basket around my best mates and their little one wanted to throw it because she saw me one time with one of my discs. So I would love to throw that sometime. I was like, okay.
She just showed up with half a ton of metal. Mate,
she just picked all the pink ones. So she threw the Berg, the Buzz, and then she wanted the Harpoon, but she called it the Arrow because she didn't want to call it a Harpoon. Mate, it's hilarious because I didn't realise. Yeah, I know. I did not realise I was being filmed. So I was teaching her how to put, and she was like draining them from where I was as well. And everyone was just like, "Oh my gosh!" And I was like, "Yep, I'm starting them young. This is gonna be it. Next world champion." So, But no, it was good fun. And I think
the
it's just
fun. I actually plan on only buying pink discs.
I was saying...
Dan, I love pink discs.
But the thing is, I also know there's a few people who will only buy certain colours. Like, there's a few guys who are cameramen on the PDGA tour as cameramen. They basically go, right, I've got this bag, but I'm only going to do this colour. And there's a guy who just only buys blue discs. And I would laugh at...
doing that.
But it would be cool to do
build
that.
Yourself bags by colour.
Yeah, but the thing is, I would laugh because I would be worried.
Start like a yellow leopard and a blue leopard.
Yellow, yeah.
Yeah, and I would be worried about like if I'm going to throw the correct disc because if they're all the same colour, I'd be like, I've got to double check.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't it?
That would be it for me.
I'll need three rivers.
Just three. I think the river's being replaced by a certain other disc in your bag because it just goes for freaking miles.
They're very similar.
Yeah, they are.
But we'll get to that.
But we'll get to that.
Beginner disc. Beginner disc? Disc
I just want to say something on the off-season.
Okay.
With glow golf.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just get glow discs and start throwing them in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Learn
them during daytime.
And then use them in the dark.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they'll do a massive fade to the left into a bush.
And you'll be like, meh.
Yeah, bunches of glow disc glows in the dark. Finding a bush, a disc in a bush in the dark.
Yeah,
it's just not happening.
I love it. I love my glow set's legitimately awesome. I'm happy with them. The only thing I need to understand is the approach and
put practice in the daytime.
Yeah, and that's it. And that's what I've got to do.
Good point. We need a jingle for this next segment.
What, disc of the week?
Yeah, I really feel like disc of the week misses a jingle.
Misses a jingle? Okay, I'll come up with something.
Oh, like disc of the week. Disc of the week.
Da da ba ba da. Disc of the week.
Da, da, da.
Disc of the week.
What have I got? That'd be really helpful. It's all over the place this week on my little notes. I have got the Onyx.
Oh.
Also pronounced Annex because it's A-N-A-X. Mm. It's actually pronounced Onyx.
Okay.
I brought this disc because Paul Macbeth, the god of all disc golf, was like, this disc is amazing. And I was like, well, why would he be saying it if it's not
to
true?
Sell discs.
I was gonna say, it's like, I've watched so many pro videos where, why do I need this disc? This is the reason why. And then it's like, but go down, sorry.
So when I first started throwing it, it was not as straight as old Macbeth made it out.
It really went the other way. Every time you threw it, you'd be like, what's going that way?
Was
it used to wing off, didn't it?
Yeah. Now I've learnt its line, I can get great distance off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a really unique angle because of how much it fades off at the end. I've learnt that I have to really, really rip into it. It's better if I throw it high,
like
with big highs up, and actually anticipate that big fade.
Okay.
Then I get this really unique shot that I've not got in my bag.
Fair.
And I did have a think about this for the week this week, and there was probably a few that I could have picked, given our last trip with Sherwood, but a lot of them I've already spoke about, and I thought, I'm not really going to get a chance to speak about the Onyx, so...
Yeah, fair.
Because I don't ever see it being one of them discs that I play with, and I'm like, this has really impressed me this week, because it comes out for like two shots.
100%. Fair.
It's a 10-6-0...
Oh, there's why Dan froze it. That second number.
I don't agree with the glide. I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't glide as much as other discs in your bag, you think?
In comparison to the Construct River Valkyrie.
It doesn't.
Yeah,
really?
Not even close.
Interesting. But I feel like.
Not Innova. That other company.
Latitude.
Their discs glide more than any other discs, and they also have higher glide numbers anyway.
Yeah. Mm.
And the Construct is just its own little animal.
Yeah, Thought Space are a thing. But, like, I love that thing. And my Ace was with the Thought Space. There's something about
them. There's more Thought Space on Ace Disc.
It is. It is a thing.
Oh,
there's some new ones going on.
Oh, Black Friday might kill me.
Yeah. I need to give you guys the...
tomorrow?
I think so.
So I need to tell you guys about...
No, because it's Thursday tomorrow.
Unofficial sponsor of our podcast, Infinite Discs, between the 22nd and 28th on certain days. Disc brands are actually having a sale.
Yeah, but America...
Yeah,
but I'm also going to get stuff for my mum and Carl.
America.
But yeah.
America. Can I have an extra disc if I order from Ace?
Yeah.
I'm
just
waiting for... I love but that. That logic is smart.
If they don't get those Halo
leopards. You might something's going to happen. Yeah.
What's your disc of the week?
I've really been picking my brains for the last 2 minutes.
Brilliant.
I've got mine if you need a little bit of time.
The Avenger.
Oh, sweet. What a choice. That is a good choice.
Because.
Was it the Avenger or the Avenger SS?
SS.
Because I had a really good round last time I was not at. What's it?
When you were at Bedworth.
Well, at Bedworth.
When you were driving with it, yeah.
Yeah.
What speed's the Avenger?
10.
Yeah, I thought so.
Bit fast for me.
Yeah. So I can't remember what you said. You said something along the lines of you'd been throwing an 8 maybe and you wanted to go a bit faster. And I think I might have said, well, you got the Avenger in your bag. Why don't you try throwing that?
I just started throwing random discs again, didn't I? Yeah. That was the plan. And then I started throwing the Avenger. I was like, yeah, we're just going to throw that.
What was the other one? There was another one that you threw really well as well. The other Castoplast one that was pretty solid. You came out. Was it the Lots?
No.
No.
The Castoplast disc that I throw very well is the CAC Z.
That's it.
The
so antique. You had the CACs. Yeah. The CACs and that you were throwing really well. But yeah, the Avenger was. I would say when
the Avenger at Bedworth was
solid.
Yeah, it's a really good
point.
Shot for you.
Yeah. It was straight. It was far. It was doing everything it needed to do.
Yeah.
It was real good.
Just left.
Yeah, just doing what I needed. I needed it to do.
Sweet.
Lee, this is the week.
One of them is it's my new driver, shall I say? Or shall I say my second driver? Because it's the CD1. Love this disc. Pretty much, it is Speed 9, Glide 5, minus 1, 2. The best way of describing this disc is I said the praises of the Roadrunner. That is exactly a Roadrunner, but lighter. But it's not a Roadrunner.
Because the numbers are not the same. It's more like a Firebird.
Yeah, fair enough. The way, the feel of both of them, they're very similar.
Don't know what.
There's the Roadrunner.
Not a minus 4.
No.
Yeah, I was right.
But to me, how I throw both of them, they go exactly the same.
Like
yeah.
Poor man's champion, isn't it?
Look at that. He's bashing on the sea line plastic, boys.
The rim is very similar.
Yeah.
The grip is almost identical.
Well, it's a Speed 9, so it's going to have similar.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just not the feel of it, the width and everything. All
now
the
this,
feels.
This is a quality plastic.
Yeah, now he's just for context, he's feeling up my Roadrunner.
I hate to agree with him because he's just being a dick over like plastic.
Over brands.
But that is nice, ain't it? The Halo Destroyer.
I do prefer the feel of the Roadrunner.
So the
this is like the creme de la creme.
That's the creme de la creme, right? So my thinking
skid mark
pass, oh, mate, you just smash in on sea line.
It also feels.
It does not feel as good as this though.
No,
like it just don't.
But
it feels
if
like
you have both of them on,
as well. Yeah. Nice.
So I can tell you boys from these, you can smash them all you want. I don't mind.
Made in China.
Yes. Shocking.
This made in America, right?
So
and it is actually made in China.
Yeah.
So.
Actually, I think it's made in. I don't know. Latitude. Is it say made in?
Made in Sweden.
Is it made in Sweden or made in
Sweden?
Made in Sweden.
A lot of Discmania discs were made in China.
They were originally, yeah. So, but the thing is, I bought that disc because I read a few of reviews online that it is straight as an arrow, and it is. And
America.
With one of my practice rounds that I did for on the pro course, because when one of the days I just went there a bit early and just threw some discs and had some fun. The difference is I would throw the Roadrunner if it's windy because it'll go not the same, but it's just a bit of when it's windy, I like to throw something a little bit more heavier.
Well, this
CD1,
this will massively go straighter than this.
Yeah. They both do the same job. The best way of describing it, they both do the same job, and I wanted a CD1, and I really rate the CD1.
This is minus 4-1, so this is always going to go straighter than that.
Yeah. But you're gonna see the CD1. You're gonna see the CD1 on Sunday, boys. But then again, you know me. I like Jolly Rancher colours.
I love this.
I love the Roadrunner. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, in the hand, I prefer the Roadrunner. I've not seen the CD1 fly, so I couldn't.
Yeah, boys, it's a disc. But I bought it because, you know, I wanted it. I still need to get a PD because I love a PD because I was throwing that like a really well. But I wanted a CD1 because there's a few guys that I watch on YouTube rated it, and if I'm a Discmania fanboy, which I am, they were like, you'd get on this really well, and it flies similar to a Roadrunner, this, this, and this. And I was like, okay. And I throw them already really well, so let's get another one.
Feels
and also
heavier than 172, which is what it is.
That's mad, eh?
So it's a disc, but is it the perfect disc?
For if you're going up into looking at to low number distance drivers, for me personally, because obviously, you know, I'm a Discmania and I love C-line plastic, it's perfect. It does exactly what I want it to do. That was out driving the Roadrunner because of the wind. Because that's a little bit lighter in windy conditions, I would throw that compared to the Roadrunner if I needed to get that little bit more edge, if I wanted it just to go risky a shot. Roadrunner, if I wanted a bit more control and it's a little bit heavier, I know where I'm going to throw it to. If I'm going to go all out, I'll go CD1 every day.
Maybe.
So let me change your mind.
Okay.
Because I'll segue into our next segment.
Okay.
What's your perfect disc?
Oh.
So I'll ask you boys this question. I'm going to explain in a bit more detail for our listeners because obviously you boys know. Because I'll give you some. Very rarely do I give you actual time to prepare for these podcasts.
There's a lot of pot on the CD1 as well. I love Ben's just feeling it out. Oh, don't get me wrong. I love that plastic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the biggest Innova fan.
Leave this one alone.
I just want to say.
Lee, we like your disc.
I know. Right, but good. I love that. The Halo plastic is lovely. Don't get me wrong.
So I asked you boys, I said, if you could have any mold. Mixed with any plastic.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a different company, it could be the same company, it could be something you can actually already buy. But if you were to get any mold with any plastic.
I've got a lot to say on this one.
What would be your perfect disc?
I can't just say one. I've got a lot to say.
I want Lee to tell me what he's saying because I want to change his mind. So he's just told me the CD1's the perfect disc.
I want a rock star. That dome.
Which is not the dome of the CD1.
Not at all. And it's a bit of a beefcake, but I wouldn't have it in this plastic in their active line. I'll have it in that lovely soft plastic.
Oh, man. That soft. Know.
Yeah.
So you're on about the Berg K1 soft.
K1 soft in that.
See, I've got.
Because it's domey, and that kind of grip with that would be really nice for me.
I've got a K1.
I would love that.
I've got a K1 soft.
I wouldn't want it as bendy as it is, but I want that feel, how it feels. Because in the hand, when I'm throwing that, it's lovely.
But would you want. This rim, the Berg's rim,
no.
That kind of K1 soft.
No,
plastic.
He wants that plastic.
That plastic, that all mold. My discs like that. Yeah, so they're domey and pop.
You still want a nice little thick plastic.
Mm-hmm. But I would want that finish.
You always want two-tier plastic because you're not going to be able to get that plastic on that rim and have that firmness of that rim.
So
it's almost like I want to throw Castoplast.
Yeah, so do I. I'm going that way.
I'm feeling like I want to throw that more. But
I've got two things to say. I've got a lot of things to say. One of them.
But that would be my perfect mold.
I want a K1 soft banger.
Okay.
So banger was going to be my first choice, but I went away from banger when I made my actual final decision.
That orange Berg that I've got. Yes. Yeah. I want that banger mold.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what disc I want, but the Castoplast glow plastic is very good. Very nice.
Okay.
And also, this is a big statement. Basically, any disc you want to try, out of all the discs, in DX, because DX is really good.
DX is really good.
For a start off, DX is real good.
So, you went down two four paths that I kind of went down. I thought about the other plastics that I'd want a banger in. I prefer my harder putter, and a banger's quite a hard putter. I did think, do I get a banger in maybe something like the Novus plastic? That's nice.
That's where I thought you were going. Yeah.
But the banger's still quite a sturdy plastic as it is. So
the banger is pretty tough.
In the end, I decided to leave the banger alone because I don't want a soft disc. Yeah.
That's my issue I have with DX plastic. I love DX plastic, but just look at the rim. There is a bit of flashing on it.
It happens.
But it happens.
See, I've not
had one. But the thing is, I do like that.
But
for a starting set as well, it does feel nice, DX plastic. I can never match
America
DX plastic.
It was like $8, right?
It was $8. And
so
that's what I'm saying.
Like
it's an entry.
£6.
Yeah.
Right?
And it flies like an absolute beast.
It's £6.
It's so nice.
You can't get... DX, the reason DX is well good is you can if you could get any disc in DX, go, I want to try that. I'm not paying £16 for it. I'm paying £6.
But the thing is, as well, I think what Innova have over the whole of the market, and Foundation will made agreed this as well, is the fact that Innova have probably, out of everyone, the best buy-in for disc golf, because you could literally go, I could get a starter set, or I could just have a look and go, I want this disc. And it's like $20, because they're all about $6 or $7.
Two different drivers, a mid-range and a putter for
literally pennies.
30 odd quid.
And you can have fun. Know? And it's they've got something there.
So that's the second way I followed you. So at first I couldn't decide between the Valkyrie, which is DX anyway, and the Construct. They're both very similar shaped discs, but the Construct just have the edge. When I was thinking about them, I was thinking, would you get them in DX plastic? In the end, I decided not to, because we're talking about my perfect disc. But for a while, I was contemplating whether the Valkyrie is already the perfect disc. I decided to go Construct, mold.
Fair.
Latitude, Opto Air, Premium, Plastic.
And that is the one you've got with the
same.
I was going to say. Okay. Interesting.
Firm on the outside. A bit like your Rockstar. Firm on the outside. Got a bit of a dome.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I like a domey disc.
I see, that's what I'm saying. I don't want the dome.
I
want the shape of the Construct that's like almost a piece of paper flat.
I just want the shape of the dome. But I love how that feels.
The disc that I wish that is potentially the perfect disc that I wish I still had, because I actually think I owned it. It was the Thunderbird America 1.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't this. That that hard.
Yeah, it wasn't.
That was nearer to this.
Yeah.
Like,
I do like DX plastic though.
It's sick.
You just put this disc in my hand. You just put the Mamba in my hand.
Just going to let you know, that's going to be a disc eventually, but that goes super. You know when I said I wanted a disc that goes super left and then comes back? Yeah, you throw that on a bit of.
-5.1.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You put that on a bit of hyzer to just go left. I was practicing going left on that. I bought that one disc for that one hole in Bedworth. Break it down! Just practice it.
You send that out, but it's actually pretty bad.
That's crazy, that's what I'm saying. I knew there was flashing issues.
Stuff with like flashing on the top, like you've got here around here.
Yeah,
but I've never run it like that. That's like almost misshapen, isn't it?
It is almost. Yeah, it's crazy. I thought before sanding it down, I wanted to show you guys.
Fix that.
Yeah, exactly. That will definitely happen. No, I think it's just dome. I like having a domey disc, and I think that's why I got so well. I'm with the Rockstar, because like I've listened to people and other stuff like that. They don't like having domey discs. They don't have discs that have a pop, if you will. They don't like that, and I do. But I think it's down to personal preference again.
I really like the Opto plastic because although the Saint itself has got a dome, the other Optos that I've used you can get it flat,
right.
And that's what I'm saying. If you had the Construct's flatness of a disc with that opto plastic, you don't necessarily get the pop, but you get that soft feel.
Okay.
So that's why I'd go with the two. I quite like thinking about this, because at first, like I was saying, I was thinking about putters. I was thinking, I really like how the banger feels in my hand, but I prefer the Nova's plastic. So I prefer that the banger's quite a hard plastic, but that Nova's just got that. The Nova almost feels indestructible.
Yeah.
If I was going to throw a disc as a weapon, it'd probably
be the Nova. Nova. Yeah.
No, that's
fair.
I think that's Innova. It's XT.
Yeah.
XT plastic.
Yeah.
Because it's a mad style core plastic.
Extra tough.
is a cool looking disc.
There's a reason I only buy Innova discs. It's because all their plastics are good.
I could give you that. We'll give you that.
DX is a good plastic.
Champion's a great plastic.
Champion is a brilliant plastic. And the Halo's very good.
And the XT.
I love the Halo.
XT's great.
Yeah. Like, it's a nice, tough plastic.
Richard's got a Star Plastic Firebird.
Yep.
That he uses to get himself out of the shit. The Firebird that I sold him.
I've got that Star Plastic one that I found.
Yeah.
That I refer to as the G Stark. You can't see any of the
Yeah.
There's a lot of Star plastic between us though, but Star is meant to be alright.
Don't get me wrong, I love how that Roadrunner feels. That Roadrunner is legit, but if you
I hate this with passion.
You hate it with a passion. You hate sea line. I love sea line. I love sea line.
It is
right,
because
I'm going to go grab the MD. You can feel that a bit longer.
It is because it is a cheap, it is a poor man's champion plastic. It's, bear in mind, Lee started his sea line journey when he bought that disc off me.
FD. Yeah, there's the MD3. I love how this feels compared to that. It's the same plastic. I love the MD3.
That's what I'll use in my one round. I love how that feels in the hand.
Oh yeah, that rim is awful.
You hate that rim, don't you?
What is going on there?
I know. Here we go.
Rock
hard. It's bashing.
Weird dome that's not even.
But honestly, it's not like I've got giant hands. That rim barely covers my fingertips. What is going on there?
Welcome to my choice of weaponry compared to you guys. It's very different. Just like how pretty it looks as well.
Right. Great big scuff on the front of it.
Well, that was the practice putt. It hit the rim. It hit the top and just went.
Champion, don't do that.
Yeah, none of my latitude discs.
Oh, come on. Okay.
It's
just smashing it. Is this another one made in Sweden?
I'm actually not bashing on China. I'm bashing on.
Made in Sweden again. Thank you. All their sea line stuff is made in like Sweden now.
There's not but a good
that
Swedes.
Isn't. That's made in China. That was active.
That's not got a lot.
I think their active molds they used. That was when Innova was doing their molds.
So, almost the same question.
Oh
yes. Yeah. We know. By the way, that Richard would have chose Champion Plastic Firebird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be
just
perfect.
Champion
disc.
Champion yeah, Firebird.
Just done. He's an happy man. So, we've spoke.
Yep.
And one day it'd be great to get this done. And I had another look into it today.
Okay.
We spoke about bringing out our own disc golf range.
Yes.
And obviously we said that we'd assign different discs to different people.
Yep.
But without your assigned, because we think we assigned you put in. So without assigning you put in, if you could bring out your own disc,
mm-hmm.
whatever company you choose, so for me it'd be Latitude giving me a ring tomorrow and saying, Dan, we want you to design us a disc.
Okay.
What would your disc be?
I've already got the name for mine. I know my name, and I think it would look sick. I don't know if it'd be probably copyrighted up to hell, but it'd be sick.
But what would it be? Like if you,
how are you judging that?
At this point, this is where you've got to stick with plastic and mould, because Latitude can't ring up Nineveh and say, can I have your sea line plastic?
See, I haven't thrown a Discmania putter. I want to get a P2 or a P3 because I know they're really nice, but I like the feel of my Judge. I really like the feel of my Judge. But I probably have like that judgy plastic with Sensei, but I feel like that's what a P2 or a P3 already feels like, because I want to get one, and eventually I'll transition to a new putter, but I just love how the Judge feels in my hand.
I can mash two discs to get mine.
Yeah.
You see, that's what I was asking the question.
I'm going somewhere between the Leopard 3 and the Archer.
So I want to stick with
that'd
my,
be sick.
I want to stick with my Opto plastic and go River. I'm a River.
Oh, I'm
Opto.
Literally mashing up two molds here.
He just wants to have a hybrid. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I'd like a hybrid between a river and a saint. Somewhere between the two. Somewhere between the straightness of the river and the distance of the
saint.
Mine
would have to be a speed 6, which is probably why I like the cheetah so much.
Yeah.
And then with sort of the numbers that give, I'm talking weight, low weight, like leopard style, with speed 6, but with that straightness of the Archer.
Fair.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. What'd you call it?
Dunno. I'll just call it Dunno.
I have mine. I just don't know what the mole will be. Mine will be the Mogwai, because it just sounds cool. Because obviously everyone knows Gremlins. This is exactly the species of Gizmo. But the Mogwai is just a really cool name for a putter. I'm going to put with a Mogwai.
Agreed.
It's pretty dope.
See, I'd like to do offensive this. Like, I'll probably call them on, like, Happy as a Pig and Shit. Like, really long titles.
Then there is the issue is there is a pig.
Yeah, but it's not as happy as
a
pig.
Yeah, that's true. See, I was thinking if we did our...
Mine would be political. But I'm not going to say what mine would be called.
Oh, that's going to be so bleeped out. I love it.
I was hoping you guys would be talking and I could just say it quietly as I move past the microphone.
No, no, it still gets picked up. Love that.
This is going to be one new game.
I don't know why I'm offended, but I am.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like you got to have like a cool, catchy name. A putter would be interesting because I think, because I've gone with the sensei, I've gone with the judge. They're two very different. Would I go beaded, not beaded? How heavy would it be? Like, I think it's always interesting because whenever we seem to play foreplay or when we do like the Berg only rounds and stuff like that, I always come back to when we're putting with those kind of discs and going like, this could actually be a really nice putter if we did this and that. And just like, I think that's one you would definitely go to the lab for and just do tons of like research for. And
more
just,
big discs.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say, actually.
Like,
yeah. Could you imagine a big disc in like a decent plastic? Like,
yeah.
I would stick it around still speed 9, speed
I've
10,
found
so everyone can
a
throw it.
Speed 6 big disc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A similar link for that. Because
it's on Infinite.
I could do that.
It's an innova one.
Oh, we've got to make an infinite order, haven't we?
That's what I'm saying,
damn
boys.
You delivery prices.
It's perfectly fine. Remember, we still all need to get a Rolo as well at some point. I was so annoyed when I was doing that order that I did. I was like, right, at the beginning of the week, there was 23 of them in stock. And then when I did my order with my dad, I literally went,
zero.
How the hell have they sold? Oh, wait a minute. Disc. And it's newish. And again, DX plastic and loads of other fun stuff. Like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, there's plenty of this and that to me. I wait for them to come in stock and they're like, oh, they're in stock on Monday. Oh, but on Friday, it's gone.
Yeah, it's crazy. But hey, it's like also, it's really hard to get stuff at the moment for us over here in England.
So we always like to leave with a before we go. I haven't really got a before we go this week.
Oh.
So yeah, tune into Digression Session. We always like to give our podcast a bit of a shout out.
100%.
Check out our YouTube YouTube channel. We've got loads of videos on there already.
Yeah.
More videos are going to go up soon. I've actually had some ideas for some other videos.
Me too.
Yeah, so we should be getting into some other videos soon. But also, Lee, what you got going on Bleeps Inc?
Other than the podcasts that we do, a little bit. Like, you can see it. There's a lot of things on top of a giant case over there that I need to film at some point, which is kind of long and frustrating me because I need to do the next Star Wars Imperial Assault battle report. That's the next big thing on my calendar, other than editing some of our bits and bobs. Also working on our logo as well, because I've been given some of the artwork and I'm just like, that'd be really hard to print, but I want to simplify it for us so that I can show you guys hopefully in like a week or two when I get a chance to do it. But I think it's going to look sick. And it will look good on t-shirts. Are you buying discs or looking at discs? He's making an order while we're doing, as always. But you're just getting it ready. Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Other than that, it's fine. Because, yeah, there's so much stuff going on. Like, there's some other bits and bobs I've been approached by other people to do stuff on their channels, but I can't really confirm anything yet. So, but yeah, I'll let you know if I am doing it because, yeah, it should be good fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we'll put that in other news.
Yeah.
Another stage.
It's true.
Yeah, we've got lots of stuff going on in the background in a minute.
Yeah,
it annoys me because I don't want to talk about some of the stuff that we have got going on in the background because I don't want to make commitments that we won't be able to see through.
Yeah, 100%.
Some of the steps that we've kind of taken and not taken this week put us that step closer to some of the ideas we've been trying to push for the last 6 months or so. And
cool.
It's exciting times.
It is.
But anyway.
Yes.
Thank you all.
again, yes, thank you very much, guys, for listening to Discheads. We appreciate every single one of you that listens to us. Thank you for the download. Also, if you're on YouTube, thank you for listening. Also, leave a like, comment below, tell us your thoughts. Also, feel like clicking the subscribe button to, on the screen now, the Discheads channel, not this channel, if you wish. Discheads is pretty much it. We'll subscribe to all the channels, but mainly our Dischead one. Let's do it. I really want to push our channel. I'll push our channel because we've got some good videos on there. And with that being said, guys, take care, and we'll see you in the not-too-distant future for episode 16. Take care.
Ooh, I'm an alien.